sweet this world may seem. In the arms of their Savior, no ill can befall. They find it no more than a dream. Only a dream, only a dream of glory beyond the dark stream.
From his Dim Stars, Bright Sky album, John Doe wrapping up that set of music with This Town, with a little accompaniment from Amy Mann here on the Viva Lamach radio program. Before the John Doe, threw in some really, really early Stanley Brothers with the song Death is Only a Dream. We recently just passed the anniversary of Dr. Ralph Stanley's birth, so I thought I'd throw some Stanley Brothers in there. Good old Uncle Willie in that set of music as well. Willie Nelson doing She's Not For You, and start off the entire set from American Recordings. The Man in Black himself, Johnny Cash, and The Beast in Me. The Beast in Me has to say, hey, thank you for listening to this little radio show called the Viva La Mach radio program. My name is Paul. I am the Mochster. I am your host live in the studio each and every Friday night starting at 9 and then You can hear an encore presentation, much like you just did now. Tuesdays from 2 to 4 here on 88.3 FM. As always, if you have a suggestion for a song or want to reach out to me, you can do that at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
It's dark in here, and the walls are closing in. I struck my last match, let it burn down till it bit my fingertips. And I remember the light, just a flash and then an ember. And a whisper of smoke curling up into the air and disappearing. It's dark in here, and the air is getting thin. My canary sang his last song, a pretty little tune. It echoes on and on and on inside my ear. It was a song of hope. It was a song of redemption. And that little yellow bird, with his last dying word, he sang forgiveness. And I'm sorry that I spent our time hiding underground. But something always pulls me down. This familiar, deep, dark cavern, keep repeating the same pattern. You above and me below, I say goodbye before I go with my last breath. Last I see the light.
need to search anywhere. Happiness is here. Have your share.
Can see La Frontera from where I stand in line at El Comador. Just over that wall is a promised land hidden line at El Comador. It's a long, long way from my home to here. I was driven by hope and by fear. I pray to the Madre to hold back my tears in line at El Comador. I hold you and feed you here in my arms in line at El Comador. If I can stay strong, I'll keep you from harm in line at El Comador. We walk and we wait, we run and we ride, in daytime we rest and we hide. Now Coyote tells me be ready tonight in line at El Comador. So hungry just 3 days ago in line at El Comador. We stand with our brothers we met on the road in line at El Comador. Sister Cecilia, us in prayer to begin. If we don't move tonight, she'll feed us again in light of El Comedor. Small as I am, midnight at El Comedor. She draws out the trail on the palm of my hand, midnight at El Comedor. She says the new moon would help me to see, marks places where water will be. She tells me her friends will watch out for me, midnight at El Comedor. I can see La Frontera from where I stand, headlight at El Comedor. Just over that wall is the promised land, headlight at El
Without thinking, I stood up and said, I'll take them, like so many of my neighbors had before. I had no money, had no plan, but I had room and I had land, and I just could not do nothing anymore. Et la chambre soleil, it's what we do. And for 400 years it's been the same. From the violence and fear, we Huguenots came here, seeking refuge on this isolated plain. Oh, the first came from the Spanish Civil War, when the Nazis and the Vichy came to power. Not a moment left to lose, we took in France's Jews and hid them in our nation's darkest hour. We hid them in our homes and in our farms, and our children sat in classrooms side by side. It's all the threats and danger, no one was a stranger. 7 years we resisted and defied. And when asked, why did we do it? What can we answer? Not so long ago we sought refuge too. And it's easy to decide, with the gospel as your guide, to our history and our faith we must be true. Et la chambre soleil, it's what we do.
Show me what you're made of. Tell me that we tried it all and came to this retreat. Say, love, maybe what we gave up wasn't ours to spin around and wasn't ours to keep. But every time you say my name and lose my bearings, and I wouldn't dare to ask. Sometimes bargains turn to hard lines, words go off like landmines and tear the earth apart. So we paid up, bet the rest to break us. Oh, what a way to wake up, reeling from the start. Every time I see your face, I lose my faith.
Shout out Mark Letieri on the guitar. That's Bobby Sparks and Sean Martin over there on keyboards. Okay.
WRCT Pittsburgh. No one is as excited about Flaming Cheese as we are.
Pallet on your floor. Now and make me a pallet on your floor.
Make it soft and make it low, and my good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor. And I'm tired and so dissatisfied, might take a southbound freight and ride. And if I get to Memphis, babe, and I got no place to go, won't you make me a pallet on your floor? Now and make me a pallet on your floor. Baby, make me a pallet on your floor. Yes, soft and low, and my good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor. Turn a stranger from your door. Now you never turn a stranger from your door. Might be your best friend knocking, you would never know. He might be looking for a pallet on your floor. Babe, you never turn a stranger from your home. Now you never turn a stranger from your home. Might be on the road someday, got no place to go. You might be looking for a pallet on the floor. Will you make me a pallet? Now and make me a pallet on the floor. Make it soft, baby, make it low. My good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor. On come all you good time friends of mine. Yes, you come all you good time friends of mine. Where you hanging round me? Well, and I'm doing fine. But where were you when I only had a dime? Pallet on your floor. Yes, make it, babe, by the door. Make it soft and make it low. My good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor.
DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
Everything that happens in this universe has to be the way it is. Things happen the way they should.
It's all the same number.
What are the odds of that?
You happy with your life? Don't you want it all?
It said that would happen right when it did.
Where's our dog?
We don't have a dog.
Do we go backwards again?
Everything you said would come true has.
I changed something. Erased something.
We're not meant to be here.
Life sometimes goes like you don't expect it to.
What did you do to me?
Turn it off.
Hello, this is Chris Thomas King from New Orleans, and you're listening to WRCT in Pittsburgh.
Well, 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 well.
adventure. Possession is the motivation. Messing up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut. Everybody now trying to make it real compared to what.
Slaughterhouse is killing hogs, twisted children killing frogs, poor down rednecks rolling logs, tired old ladies kissing dogs. Are you giving me but I love that stinking butt? I can't use it now, trying to make it real. Compared to what?
Filling us with fright, teaching what they think is right. Oh, well, they all got to be some kind of nut. I don't dig it. Trying to make it real compared to what.
Downtown. All right. All right. So trying to
And only eat three pockets with Jaffa cake. I will find it. It's true. You've got to be ready to, because otherwise it's.
Look what we've got us. Mess we've got ourselves in by being greedy. You know what I mean? Clearly, greed is not good.
Yeah,
well,
just
so don't be greedy.
Tell my mum.
Sample.
Hey, this is Carm Auger.
Hey, this is Julian Corio from the Corio Auger Sample Trio, and you're listening to One to One, WRCT Pittsburgh.
Never been better.
Leave home. DePose from The Faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
So the victims of Vladimir Putin's completely absurd decision to invade Ukraine are piling up, and some of those victims are Russian. And there is an incredible bit of news because it's so predictable. This was exactly what many people started asking about when the Russian forces dug in near Chernobyl in Ukraine. Russian troops are suffering acute radiation sickness after digging trenches at Chernobyl. Several hundred Russian troops reportedly rushed to a special medical facility in Belarus after digging in radioactive soil in a forest near the infamous nuclear plant. This is not about the real victims or the Russians. No, no. The primary and obvious real victims are all of the Ukrainians and the civilians and the children and all of the different people in Ukraine who have suffered and been killed at the hands of this authoritarian madman. But it's also a reminder, Putin is very much like Trump in that he really only cares about people to the extent that they're useful to him. And as individuals, these Russian troops are not really useful to him in terms of, do they get radiation poisoning? What are we sending them into? That doesn't matter. What matters is, are they useful to me in achieving my foreign policy goals? And at least for a period of time, Putin believed that that was going to be accomplished by sending troops in, including to places rife with radiation. Now, for people who don't know the backstory about Chernobyl, Chernobyl was this nuclear disaster. It was a nuclear accident, and it happened in 1986 at one of the reactors at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant in Ukraine. And this is considered the worst nuclear disaster in history in terms of number of casualties, as well as in terms of the financial cost. And there's only been two nuclear energy accidents in history rated at a 7, which is the highest level of severity on what's called the nuclear event scale. The other was the Fukushima disaster in Japan a little over 10 years ago. So Chernobyl and Fukushima are the only two level 7 disasters. And it is still an extremely radioactive area. And troops just hanging out there, quite literally digging in the trenches, and now all suffering from radiation sickness, or what might be called radiation poisoning. The Daily Beast reports the troops who reportedly dug trenches in a contaminated red forest near the site of the worst nuclear disaster in history are now being treated in a special medical facility in Gomel, Belarus. The forest is so named because of thousands of pine trees that turned red during the nuclear disaster. The area is considered so highly toxic that not even highly specialized Chernobyl workers are allowed to enter the zone. Local reports suggest 7 buses with the zapped troops arrived in Gomel earlier Thursday. Journalists on the ground have also reported ghost buses of dead soldiers being transported from Belarus to Russia under the cover of dark. I can't help but imagine how when every time something bad happens to the Russian army because of either their own incompetence or just the irrational and irresponsible nature of what they're being directed to do by Putin and Putin's generals, Putin is certainly giving some different story to his people in Russia. It must be Ukraine's fault. It's the West's fault. It's this, that, the other hand. This nuclear poisoning, a radiation poisoning episode is emblematic of the entire invasion of Ukraine. A bad idea from the start, stupid and unnecessary,